Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity to have to be with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. I can't thank God enough for all that He's done and all of His many blessings that He has bestowed upon me and my family. And I tell you, all that He's done for all of us, I tell you, He's a merciful, long-suffering God. I tell you, He's wanting that all men everywhere to repent and come to the knowledge of Christ, to be saved, to be born again. I tell you, that's why He gave His Son, that He may die and become that supreme sacrifice that was needed. The only sacrifice that God could accept was the death of His Son, a holy sacrifice, a man that knew no sin, became sin for you and I, that we would be made the righteousness of God in Him. And I tell you, God gave Himself, He gave of Himself, that He might be able to reconcile man back to Him. And I tell you today, if you get to heaven, you'll have to come through the door, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to come through the door. That's the only way you're going to get to heaven. Jesus is that mediator between God and man. He's the door between the earth and heaven. And the only way you're going to get there, you got to come through Jesus. And you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, the Bible said, if you do, you shall be saved. And that's not just a mind belief that it's talking about. The Bible said the devils believe and tremble, but they're not saved. But the Bible said you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with the heart. The Bible said with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It starts, it's got to get down into the heart. You got to believe to the depth of your soul. And I tell you, there's so many church members today that have said a prayer, that's repeated a prayer. And I tell you, they believed in mind, but they never really got dealt with by the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, their heart never was broken. And they never prayed with their heart. They just prayed with their mind. And they got a mind religion. And I tell you, that's all they've had. And that's the Bible said, if they die in that condition, they'll die in sin and go to hell. And God have mercy today. I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to tell you that you must have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You must call on the Lord out of the depth of your soul. And when you do, then you'll get saved. And I tell you, this easy believism that people are going about, let me tell you this, it is easy to be saved if you've heard the Word of God. The Holy Spirit has dealt with you. The Holy Spirit's drawing you. And I tell you, you see that you are a sinner and you're broke and you're sorrowful that you sin against the Lord. You want to be delivered. He'll save you. But if all you've got is just a head knowledge and a lip service and you just repeated a prayer and you never been really understood what the Word of God's all about, you never been broke, I tell you, you don't get saved that way. And I tell you, if that's all it took was people just to believe in mind and go on and try to do a good and live a good life and try to treat their neighbors well and so forth, then Jesus didn't have to die. But He did have to die, and it was a sacrifice that was going to have to be given that man couldn't give. I'm talking about we that are sinners, were born in sin, couldn't give. And I tell you, but it did come through man. The Bible talked about that God had prepared a body for His Son to come into this world, no doubt, and to die. And so His body came from His mother. His seed came from above. And He came into this world to die. And He died for sinners. And Paul said, who I am chief. And Paul, he talked about and he saw that he was the chiefest among the sinners. No doubt he was a good moral person. And he was a man that was taught by those that knew the law. And he had a good upbringing and understood the things of the law. And I tell you, as he got older, he was able to, had great, great knowledge of the law. But yet, the Bible said he was the chiefest among sinners. He did this ignorantly in unbelief, and he had saints put to death and had them in prison, put saints in prison for believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and of the resurrection of the Lord. And so, there he was, but yet he was the chief among sinners because he did not see himself until he was on his way, he was on the road to Damascus there to imprison those saints, and no doubt and consent to the death of saints, and he even consented unto the death of Stephen, a man full of the Holy Ghost, that told him the truth, and they stoned him to death. And I believe that's when he really had his eyes open, when he seen the Lord there upon Stephen and all that happened. But yet his eyes were open when the Lord spoke to him and said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting thou me? And Paul, Saul said, who art thou, Lord? He had to understand and realize he didn't know the Lord. He knew about the Lord. He knew about the law, but he didn't know the lawgiver. He didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he was put in prison, those that said that Christ was alive and he was real and that so forth. And so Paul began to, God began to speak to him. His name was Saul, and God changed his name to Paul when he got saved. And God said, I'm calling you to be a preacher unto the Gentiles. I've called you for work. And so the many of the Jews there and those around about and the saints were afraid of Paul, because this is the one that had imprisoned those and consented unto the death of Stephen. And they was afraid to even have anything to do with him. But yet when those, I think it was Barnabas that went and took Paul and brought him to them, to the elders, and showed them that this is the one that indeed did those types of things. But he has been saved, he's been delivered, and he is preaching the gospel that he once destroyed those that would preach. And this man is, as the God has called him, and God has sent him to the Gentiles. And so, I tell you what a joy it is, what God will do and can do and does do. I tell you, he can do all things. And so Paul said, I am chief. So, I tell you, this man thought, if anybody could have got to heaven by doing the law and doing things that are good, I tell you, this man could have. He said, if any man could boast of the law, he said, I could do it. He said, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, touching the law blameless. In other words, everything the law had said do about your sin, he did it. I tell you, everything that was supposed to be done, he followed it. He was a just man when it comes according to the law. And he talked about that he could boast if it could have been by works or so forth. But he began to say, it's not by works, it's not by the law. He said, people are very zealous for the law. But I tell you, their heart is empty, then their heart's far from God. And that's why the Bible said it's with a heart man believeth. You can believe with all your mind, and you can be very zealous according to the religion and so forth, but your heart can be so far from God that you'll never get into heaven, get saved. You'll die in sin and go to hell with all that belief, all that mind belief. But I tell you, if you'll believe the gospel today, as the Lord speaks to you, you believe on the Lord Jesus out of the depth of your soul, your heart, you pray, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said you shall be saved. The Bible said what the law could not do because it was weak, God sent his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh, that he might bring a salvation unto his people there, that he would bring salvation to the Jews, and then all of that to all the world, because God included the Gentiles also, that they would hear the gospel and to be saved. And that's what God called Paul to do, to preach to the Gentiles, while Peter, he was called unto the circumcision, to the Jews, to preach unto them. And so there's many times Paul preached to the Jews, also to the Gentiles, and he was in the synagogues and so forth. And then he was in the houses as the head of the church in their house, as he would go about as well. But his main call was to the Gentiles, and God blessed him in a mighty way. But I tell you, the Bible tells us it's not by the law that you are justified, but it's by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by grace are you saved through faith. It's not a works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. It's not a works. It's not of joining a church. That's a work. Being baptized in the water, that's a work. And the book of Titus tells us it's not a work of righteousness that we've done, but what Jesus done. And if we'll believe on that, if we'll trust in that, then we can get to heaven. You can get saved. And that's how you get saved. You got to believe out of the heart. You got to believe by faith. First of all, it's by grace through faith. In other words, we don't deserve it. We can't obtain it. There's nothing that we can do to deserve it. because we're born in sin and shaped with iniquity. There's nothing good about us whatsoever. You might be a good moral person. You might have done the best you could to do the right things. But yet, I tell you, you're born in sin. You got to have a new birth. And that's why Jesus told Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews, a member of the Sanhedrin court, a man, a good moral man, a man that was zealous, also that knew the law. But yet Jesus, when he came to Jesus by night, Jesus told him, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again. You must be saved. You got to be born of the Spirit from above. I know you've been born one time to get in this world, but you got to be born a second time to get to heaven. And Nicodemus said, how is this, Lord? How can I enter my mother's womb the second time to be born? He said, Nicodemus, you are a master of Israel. You know not these things. He said, I'm not talking about a water birth as it's concerning of a, you're coming from your mother's water bag. I'm not talking about a birth that is, unclean. In other words, you were born a sinner. And you got to be born a second time to become a child of God, to be saved, to go to heaven. And so he told him, and he began to realize that he must be saved. He must be born again, that the law wasn't good enough. By doing the law, trying to do well, wasn't good enough. And so he prayed somewhere, some particular time, and I believe he got saved because he's the one who come and anointed the body as well. When they took the body, Joseph of Arimathea, I think it was, they went, him and Nicodemus, they took the body of the Lord Jesus off the cross and they went and laid it down in the tomb there that was hewn out already. It was a borrowed tomb. And I believe it was a tomb of Joseph. I believe it was. But no doubt that they buried him there. But Nicodemus brought those spices to anoint him. And I do believe the man got saved. But I tell you today, it's no guarantee that you'll get saved today. If you don't humble yourself, you must humble yourself. You got to get real with the Lord and you got to come unto Him. You got to see that you are a rotten and vile sinner. No matter how you've lived, you might have lived a pretty good life, good moral life, but you must know that you're a sinner and that you must be saved. The Bible said in the book of Peter, being born again, not of the corruptible seed. That's how you get into this life by your mother and your dad, your seed coming from your dad. But the Bible said, being born again of the incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And that's how you'll get to heaven. I tell you, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with your heart. The Bible said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's what it takes. First of all, you got to see yourself a sinner. How are you going to see yourself as a sinner? You got to hear the word of God. You got to hear the word of God before you get saved. Someone that's saved has got to tell you about this Bible. Somebody's got to tell you about the Lord Jesus, introduce you to Him. In other words, you got to hear from the Lord through. God uses His body and He'll speak through His people. He'll take this word and He'll speak it. But the Holy Spirit will draw you. The Holy Spirit will give you a place for repentance if you get honest with Him. So first of all, you gotta hear. The Bible said, how are they gonna hear without a preacher? How's he gonna preach unless he be sent? And the Bible talked about this. So first of all, you gotta hear the gospel. You gotta believe. The Bible said it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them might believe it to the Jews. The Bible talked about that. To the Greeks, I believe it's foolishness. For the Jews, it's the power of God. We didn't say it's the power of God. But to there's foolishness to the world, but to us it's the power of God. We know what it can do and what it will do if you'll trust Him as your Lord and Savior today. If you repent of your sins and confess that you're a sinner, be broken, contrite, and sorrowful, He'll save you just like you are. My time's come and gone. God bless you. Jesus' precious name and amen.